Baruch Hashem, it is day number 335 of our daily study of Rambam Sefer Mitzvot. And in the three chapters a day study track of Mishneh Torah, Mazel Tov, we're finishing Hilchos Avel, the Laws of Mourning, with chapters 12, 13, and 14. This is actually our second to last section of halachas. Tomorrow, God willing, we're going to start the last section of halachas, which I'll leave as a surprise for tomorrow. Okay, today's mitzvah is a repeat. You know that the way, I mean, I'm sure that by now, if you've been with us since the beginning of the cycle, you know that the way that we study Sefer HaMitzvahs is not in the order 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like that, but rather we study mitzvahs from the Sefer HaMitzvahs, which correspond to the subject matter currently being studied in the three chapters a day of Mishneh Torah. So sometimes what happens is we have a lot of mitzvahs all in one day. Sometimes we have just one mitzvah. Sometimes we only have one mitzvah spread out over more than one day. Okay, so that happened over here. Negative commandment 166. This is the same as yesterday, the prohibition against a kohen, any type of kohen, meaning not just a kohen gadol, but a regular kohen hedyot, from contracting ritual impurity from exposure to the dead. I'll add some information that I didn't mention yesterday, which is that if the kohen should expose himself to ritual impurity from a corpse, except with the exception of what we spoke about many days ago, that attending a next of kin funeral. But in any other case, the punishment will be lashes for the transgression of that prohibition. And this is binding upon male kohanim. The verse says, B'nei Aharon, the sons of Aaron, not the daughters. So the women of the family of kohanim are allowed to be exposed to ritual impurity of a corpse. Okay, that is our mitzvah for today. And Mazel Tov again. We finished this section of halacha. Tomorrow, God willing, we're starting a new section of halacha, which is actually the last section of Sefer Shoftim and the last of the entire 14 books of Mishneh Torah. We're getting really, really close to the siyum, to the completion. And you know what that means, to the new beginning of the next cycle. We'll see you for more tomorrow, God willing.